Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumaire. 16. And the Lord of Earls, to each that came with Beowulf over the briny ways, an heirloom there at the ale bench gave precious gift, and the price bade pay in gold for him whom Grendel erst murdered, and fain of them more had killed, had not wisest God their wired averted, and the man's brave mood. The Maker then ruled humankind as here and now. Therefore is insight always best, and forethought of mind. How much awaits him of lief and of loath, who long time here, through days of warfare, this world endures. Then song and music mingled sounds in the presence of Healfdene's head of armies, and harping was heard with the hero lay, as Hrothgar's singer the hall joy woke along the mead seats, making his song of that sudden raid on the sons of Finn. Healfdene's hero, Naef the Scalding, was fated to fall in the Frisnian slaughter. Hildebeth needed not hold in value her enemy's honor. Innocent both were the loved ones she lost at the linden play, bairn and brother. They bowed to fate, stricken by spears. 'Twas a sorrowful woman. None doubted why the daughter of Hauk bewailed her doom when dawning came, and under the sky she saw them lying, kinsmen murdered, where most she had kenned of the sweets of the world. By war were swept two Finn's own liegemen, and few were left in the parleying place. He could ply no longer weapon, nor war could he wage on Hengist, and rescue his remnant by right of arms from the prince's thane. A pact he offered. Another dwelling the Danes should have, hall and high seat, and half the power should fall to them in Frisian land. And at the fee-gifts, Folkwald's son, day by day the Danes should honor, the folk of Hengist favor with rings, even as truly with treasure and jewels, with fretted gold, as his Frisian kin he meant to honor in ale-hall there. Pact of peace they plighted further on both sides firmly. Finn to Hengist with oath upon honor, openly promised that woeful remnant with wise men's aid nobly to govern, so none of the guests by word or work should warp the treaty, or with malice of mind bemoan themselves as forced to follow their fee-giver slayer, lordless men as their lot ordained. Should Frisian, moreover, with foeman's taunt that murderous hatred to mind recall, then edge of the sword must seal his doom. Oaths were given and ancient gold heaped from hoard. The hardy Scalding battle-thane best on his baleful lay. All on the pyre were plain to see the gory sark, the gilded swine-crest, boar of hard iron and athelings many slain by the sword, at the slaughter they fell. It was Hildebert's hest at Naef's own pyre, the bairn of her body on brands to lay, his bones to burn, on the bale-fire placed at his uncle's side. In sorrowful dirges bewept them the women. Great wailing ascended. Then wound up to Welkin the wildest of death-fires, roared o'er the hillock. Heads all were melted, gashes burst, and blood gushed out from bites of the body. Bale-fire devoured greediest spirit, those spared not by war out of either folk. Their flower was gone. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.